Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is March 23rd. And why, that's a Wednesday. That's called Hump Day. That camel, everybody loved that. Oh, man. Advertising is great. There's a lot of, some of the funniest things that have ever happened in our society were through commercials. You remember, like, Bud? Wise-er. You know, that's hilarious. The Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog. I mean, it's pop culture, man. Commercials are pretty great. You know what else is great? Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. You knew I was going there. I was talking about advertising. 760-872-3849. I'm telling you, if you want the best margarita in town and you want the best, well, see, for me, it's chicken enchilada and beef taco because that's what I get every time. But if you want the best of that, you go to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. I'm positive everything else there is amazing, but I can't honestly say I've had anything else because I like what I get so much that that's what I get every time we go there. But I think you should go get something different and then write to me, comment on our page here and tell me that you had something else and it was awesome. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. You need to go check them out. So last night we had a little bit of some technical issues. We did a live stream for the VFW Sheriff Candidate Town Hall that they put on, and it was a packed house. It was great. There was standing room only. So many people were there. So many questions were asked, really relevant stuff. We had some issues with the internet. Surprise, surprise, in the Eastern Sierra, we have issues with internet, right? I'm sure every one of you is going, oh my God, right? So we were logged into the VFW internet and it kept cutting out on us. So while we were live streaming, if the internet blipped, it cut off our live stream. So then I had to restart the live stream, which kicked all of the viewers off, and then they had to find it again. So I'm sure that was annoying for all of you. So I apologize if that happened to you. And something to do with the bitrate setting of the internet was making it so that I could not take the audio from the camera. So the audio last night wasn't great, and it was because it was coming directly from the laptop that I was streaming on, which is just a tiny little microphone sitting far away from the candidates as opposed to the camera, which had a good microphone on it pointing directly at them. So it was just a lesson all night long, put it that way. But I think I figured out some options on how to make that work in the future so that this doesn't happen. So when we have events that we live stream, it's going to be really reliable for our viewers to watch. We're going to have to buy a couple pieces of equipment. So that being said, if you want to advertise with us and you're a business, please do, because we really want to keep pushing these things, but we do need a little bit of money to make this happen. If you just like to help make that happen, we have a donation button on easternsierranow.com as well as patreon.com/easternsierranow. If you go to that, you can jump in on a monthly tier plan that you would pay us $20, $10, you know, $50, whatever it is you want to pay each month that you think would be beneficial towards going towards local news and making sure we can continue keeping our top-notch reporting happening for you, especially during the election season, which is really super important. So if you'd like that, again, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, as well as there's a button on EasternSierraNow.com that you can click and it takes you right to it. Patreon also offers a one-time donation as well, so you don't have to sign up monthly if you wouldn't like to, but I'd sure appreciate it. Yeah, we're trying to build. We're trying to get some more. Right now, it's pretty much just me and Ella when she's not in school or working, so there is quite a lot to do for not a lot of people, so it's starting to get a little overwhelming, so we need to get some more money in here. So anything you can do to show your appreciation and to help for what we're doing, I would absolutely appreciate it. And if you'd like to know any more about that or talk to me personally, go to info@easternsierranow.com. Speaking of local candidate stuff, before we get running on the news here, we are starting a new show that we actually shoot today in about an hour for the first time. It is called Just a Minute with Amy Smith. And the concept of the show is to have local candidates that are running for any office in Yo or Mono counties that get the chance to campaign on our show. So we're going to have them sit with host Amy Smith. And the idea behind it is each candidate gets the same questions. So nothing is biased. Nothing is leaning in any direction. It's just the same questions that we feel are very important that you, our viewers, and the voters want to know. And they get 1 minute exactly to answer the question. I put that in on purpose because I don't like politics. And so I can't stand watching a politician wax eloquently for 45 minutes about nothing being said. And they skirt the issue and move around and say something else. So the idea is you have 1 minute to say what you're going to say. Use your minute wisely. So I have sent all of the questions to all of the candidates so they can think about what they're going to say. They can get it down so they can be very precise and concise to the point. So they have them. They're ready to go. Today we start with current sheriff Eric Pritchard. And we will be moving on from there to Cody Yeager, as well as Trina Oral, I believe, is set up, and Stephanie Rennie. So Jeff Gabriel has reached out as well. So everybody's jumping on board. We're going to get everybody. I also invite you, if you're listening to this and you're running for a local office, but you are unopposed, come on the show anyway. People would love to see who you are, see what you have to say, what your thoughts are. I mean, that's the point of service for the county, right? So this is your chance. This is a great platform for you to get yourself out there for these people. So reach out to info at Eastern Sierra Now and set up a time with us. We will do it. It's a basic two-camera show, back and forth, just like most political talk shows you see on, you know, the big guys. So hey, I'm a big guy too. So yeah, check that out, and it should be out on YouTube in the next, I'm gonna say, day or two, just to give myself some time, but I'm gonna try to edit it tonight and have it done. We will post it on YouTube, and we will be posting it to EasternSierraNow.com. So how do you find that? Well, first, go to EasternSierraNow.com, go to the website, subscribe button on the right-hand side, I mean website, email, type in your email, hit subscribe, and then whenever we post one, you'll get an email saying there's a new Just a Minute out. You can watch it so you can see the next people coming out. We'll also probably, I'm thinking, create a page where those live on the website so you can see all of them and kind of rabbit hole the thing, but YouTube will also have a playlist, and it will be on there, and I'm going to try to get it out on Instagram Reels and Facebook and everything else as well, but for sure, EasternSierraNow.com and YouTube. So when you're at YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe, as well as hit the bell notification button. A lot of people don't know what that is. So liking means you like it, and that just tells the algorithm, hey, this is cool. Subscribing means you get access to every single thing we post when it posts, but it doesn't tell you something posted. It just lets you subscribe to it so that you get access to it. The bell button sends you an email saying, hey, Eastern Sierra Now posted a new video. You should check it out. So if you really want to have full access to what we're doing local news, you need to click each of those, like, subscribe, and bell. Most social media has a like and a subscribe, or a like and a follow. They're all different. I think Facebook is just straight up like. So anyway, your best bet, go to all of our social media. We have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. We're going to get into TikTok and Snapchat. I'm just not a great dancer, so I'm trying to figure out a way around that. But go and like all of those, because sometimes we post things on Instagram that aren't being posted on Facebook, for instance, or YouTube. Especially YouTube, because YouTube is videos and it takes a lot more to do that. So anyway, if you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be fantastic. Thank you. And while you're at it, you're already listening to this. If you're just listening to it on Facebook, for instance, or the page, click on Spotify, click on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Alexa Podcast, whatever it is that you're listening to this from, and subscribe to it for me, please. Building those numbers is another way that I can help support this station and get some funding together to make this happen, not only from the podcatchers themselves, but advertisers. Because if I can take in, hey, we've got 3,000 people listening to this, that's worth it to an advertiser to put their ads up, which means money towards buying better equipment and maintaining this pretty expensive hobby of mine. So if you wouldn't mind just liking and subscribing to everything we have, that is the very best thing you can do to help me. Thank you very much. Let's get to the news now that I've talked for 10 minutes. Okay, so I did mention the candidates forum. It is on YouTube, by the way. There is part one and part two. Because the internet kept going out, it did get separated into part one and part two. And part one does cut off a little bit. So about 2 minutes was missed. Part two, the ending, I believe, got missed. I'm not positive on that, but a couple of things clicked off because the internet went out and you missed it. The majority of everything is there, though. You do get a very good sense of who these people are, what they're running for, and what they stand for. So definitely go over to YouTube and check part one and part two of the VFW Inyo County Sheriff Candidate Town Hall from last night. So our first news story here today. Let's start with something near and dear to my heart. This is a press release from the BUHS Band and Choir Director, Diana Lannan. In May of 2019, BUHS Band and Choir went to competition. At that competition, we did well. Band took first place in their category. The Honor Choir took second in theirs. Jazz Band took first in their category. Our biggest win was the Esprit de Corps Award. I don't know if I said that right. I guarantee I didn't say that right. Which we received for our respectful behavior and etiquette while at competition. That's always good. It's glad to see coaches and directors are really pushing for that because, you know, in the end, yeah, you might not grow up to be a professional flute player, but you will grow up to be a certain type of human being. And it's nice to see when directors and coaches push our kids into being that, because that's who you want to see our adults as. So well done to both Diana Lannan and Ryan Mills for that. I believe Ryan was the band director. If not, I know he pushes it now because he's a good guy, so I'm sure that's the case. The picture shown is a picture of the last group of students, which is on Eastern Sierra now, of course, if you haven't figured that out, from the last kids from Bishop High to attend competition. For the first time since May of 2019, we are finally able to attend the Music in the Parks competition again, which that's the big choir thing. It usually happens at Disneyland, but this year it's happening at Knott's Berry Farm, I believe. I'll get to that here. The freshmen in the picture from 2019 are now seniors. The underclassmen will experience their first high school level competition this year. It's an opportunity that we have missed over the past 2 years. We'll be taking the band, jazz band, choir, and honor choir. We'll be attending competition the week of April 22nd through 24th. There are some changes this year. In past years, we attended the Music in the Parks at Disneyland. This year was not an option. Instead, because of COVID, instead we'll be attending Music in the Parks at Knott's Berry Farm. Students will arrive in Placentia on Friday afternoon to compete and receive their rewards on Saturday at Knott's Berry Farm. These trips are expensive. The estimated total cost is, drumroll please, $16,000 to take all of those kids. And that doesn't include food. Mammoth Mountain Community Fund, thank God for them, has given a generous grant of $5,000 to help cover the cost of the trip. Students and parents have contributed a sizable amount towards the trip, too. To cover remaining expenses, they have to have a variety of fundraisers planned. And that's what's going on here. So Saturday, that is this upcoming Saturday, March 26th, from 9 a.m. to noon, band teacher Ryan Mills will be in the high school parking lot with student volunteers to collect recyclable California return value cans and bottles. You can drop off your recyclables with him or turn them in yourself and bring the proceeds to Mr. Mills. On Saturday, April 9th, 2022, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Mr. Mills will be with band and choir students at the Home Street School bus parking area conducting a car wash, and they will also collect recyclables at that time. In addition, we have an online donation page through On the Stage. It's a big link, so just go to easternsierranow.com where you can find the link in blue on this article. That's basically like a GoFundMe for theater and band kids. So when you click on that, it lets you break up what you would like to, well, here, I think it's in the article, I'll just type, where community members can choose to help support paying for the bus, for a student meal, or for a chaperone's hotel room. The site does have a credit card fee for each transaction, unfortunately, but it's pretty cheap. Anyway, you can get to go on there and say, okay, I want to support a kid. I want to support a meal. You don't have to just give money towards the whole thing. You could say, this is what I'm paying for. And each one has a different price. So you can put more if you want to, but like a meal, for instance, is $20. A hotel room is $35. You know, so it makes it really easy for you just to say, hey, this is what I want to help. There you go. Any excess funds they receive will be utilized for next year's competition trip. They try to keep student costs and chaperone costs as low as possible so that finances do not prevent participation. The participation of the community in this endeavor will help greatly. We will do our best to represent the community of Bishop, as well as compete. They will compete and travel to and from competitions. We hope you will be able to help us and support our talented students. And again, that comes from Diana Lannan, the BUHS choir director. This is a great event for me, and here's my mini rant about this. I know we've already gone along today. Now, see, I love sports. I played basketball into college. I love football. I love baseball. I love sporting events. I also love theater, as most of you know. I love to sing. I love bands. But I am now almost 40 years old, and I sing every day. I try to help with bands anytime I can. I'm on stage as often as I can. The last time I played basketball was shooting hoops with the kids from Palisade Glacier about 5 years ago. The last time I played football, I was probably 19 years old, and it was two-hand touch in the park. Here's my point. We all love football, and football brings money to the school, so that's why such a big deal is taken for football. The parents with the fans, that brings in money. They're buying food. It's a huge event. I completely understand that, but people like choir and plays and bands, they don't get money. The schools don't pay for that. They don't have a booster club for a stage play. These kids don't get money to be pushed into stuff. And in my opinion, and this is my opinion alone, not alone, but this is mine. I'm not saying this is a stance for Eastern Sierra Now, for instance. Why are we not putting more money towards things that kids can use their whole life versus football? 99.999999% of kids that play high school football will never touch a football again in a organized situation for the rest of their life after their last game senior year of high school. Look it up. I'm serious. You know, you might throw a football around in your backyard. You might play some two-hand touch on Thanksgiving, but you will not suit up and play football again in your life after you are 17 years old. So why are we buying new outfits for football kids every year, buying chartered buses to take them places, all this stuff? I get that there's a lot of money in it, and I completely understand it. I'm not knocking that. I love football, and I think those kids are doing a great job and deserve what they get. I'm just saying, why is the wealth not being spread around so people that are learning to play the violin and band can have a better violin, for instance, or get to go to these competitions where they can learn to not only be in a band or sing, but learn about things like stage fright, speaking in public, participating, representing a school in a larger environment. All these things that are very, very important, how to hold yourself as a human being. And clearly, even without money, Ryan and Diana are doing just that based on the award that they won in 2019 for being respectful and showing etiquette while at the competition. Can you say the same about football and baseball? You know, I'm not trying to knock them, but I remember some pretty gnarly crap that's happened with those teams in the last couple of years, and I'll leave it at that. So I'm not saying they're not trying to teach that. What I'm saying is these guys can prove it. So why are they not getting money from the school board to go to this? That's my personal stance. So take it for what you will. But I personally believe, you know, I know people in their 50s and 60s that are rocking out in bands right now, kicking butt. They're not playing football. You know, rarely they're playing something like tennis. Look at tennis. That's another sport. Nobody gives any money to the tennis program. You can play tennis until the day you die, and most people do. You know, it blows my mind that it's not really about what's helping the kids. And like I said, this is my personal rant, but we should be putting money towards things that kids can use for the rest of their life, not, oh, football, let's go out here and break your collarbone. Congratulations. Like basketball, for instance. I played into college, like I said, and I wasn't great. I played for like half of the first season in college and then got cut because I'm too short and too tall. It was a weird thing. But I blew my knee out playing then, and I've had 3 knee surgeries since then and currently need another one. At 40 years old, I was told I have to have a partial knee replacement. That's awesome, basketball. Thank you so much for that. I'm so glad I spent so much time doing that in high school when I could have been on stage or in a band or learning choir or something that I currently use in my life and make money doing. See my point? Yeah, getting heated. Moving on. My point is, help these kids out. They truly are doing something that is going to benefit the rest of their lives. So if you can, reach out. Go to EasternSierraNow.com. Check out the article. It's called "If I Were a Rich Man, La Di Da Di Da Di Da BUHS Choir Fundraiser," and there is a link on there. And if you can help them, please do. These are great kids and such a great program. Rant over. And I do love football and baseball and basketball and all those programs. So please don't think I'm knocking them. I'm just saying these other guys also need to be included. Okay, we have a couple things from Northern Inyo Hospital that look like pretty great things that are going on. These come from Barbara Lahan, who always does such a great job there. Thank you, Barbara. The Northern Inyo Hospital District Surgery Flooring Project finishes ahead of schedule. This week, Northern Inyo Healthcare District fully reopened its three operating suites and post-acute care unit following the completion of a flooring replacement project that finished about 1 month early. I am delighted to report to the community that our surgery suites have enhanced brand new flooring, says NIHD Chief Executive Officer Kelly Davis. This project has been a long time coming. Our operating rooms are the core of our hospital and often the site of life-saving surgeries. These areas, more than any other, require materials to withstand heavy use and at the same time guarantee the highest level of sterilization possible. I feel we've improved not just patient safety, but staff safety as well. The project began January 1st and was anticipated to run through mid-April. Once the flooring vendors team began working with the NIHD maintenance and surgery teams, it became apparent things would move much quicker than anticipated. Anyone who has completed projects like this knows you plan for the best and you expect the worst. And be ready for surprises, Davis says. Our team really brought its best to this project, everything from the planning to executing equipment moves, plus reinstalling the sensitive equipment and sterilizing the rooms for use. The pleasant surprise was that almost 30-day reduction in our timeline, which allows our surgeons and support team to get back to doing what they do best, enhancing the lives of area residents. Well said, Kelly. In all, McRory's Flooring of San Jose replaced more than 10,500 square feet of flooring. Northern Inyo Hospital District conducts between 1,200 and 1,400 surgical cases per year, most conducted on an outpatient basis. Northern Inyo Hospital District remains the only hospital between Carson City and Lancaster to offer minimally invasive robot-assisted surgery with its Da Vinci surgical system. And that thing is awesome. If you haven't seen it, you need to look into it. Among the surgery services offered at NIHD are orthopedic, ophthalmology, urology, gynecology, colorectal, breast, hand, and general surgery. NIHD works with more than a dozen surgeons in these specialty areas, as well as robust surgical nursing teams, anesthesiologists, sterile processing technicians, and specialty training environmental service team members. And we have some pretty cool pictures of the guys lying on the floor in there and what it looks like now at Eastern Sierra now. So head over and check that out. Hey, and when you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Just put your email in. Trust me, it's the best way. Everybody I talk to loves that because they just get the news stories as they happen. It's totally what you want to do, I promise. We got one more thing coming up from Northern Inyo Hospital District here. And as soon as the internet allows me, I will read it for you. Here, I'll take a drink of coffee. Do-do-do-do. There it is. Join Northern Inyo Healthcare District for its next Healthy Lifestyle Talk, Thursday, March 24th, 5:30 p.m. The topic is how to prevent colorectal cancer with Dr. Robin Cromer-Tyler, NIHD's general surgeon. NIHD's Healthy Lifestyle Talks are back at the Birch Street Annex for in-person viewings of these talks. However, NIHD will continue to stream the talks live via Zoom and YouTube for anyone who wants to join online. A graduate of University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno, Dr. Cromer-Tyler, completed her five-year residency in general surgery at the University of Tennessee in 1992. She is board-certified and has recertified twice, last being in 2015, and after practicing in a rural community of Lower Alabama, she moved to Bishop in 2007 to be closer to her family in Reno. Dr. Cromer-Tyler continues to expand her knowledge and skill, particularly in gallbladder and hernia surgeries that can be done robotically. This talk will also spotlight the NIHD surgery team, who will take you on a brief video tour of some of our facilities and operating rooms. Worldwide, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of death. In the United States, excluding skin cancers, colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed. Regular screening beginning at age 45 is the key to preventing colorectal cancer. Those younger than 45 who have a family history or who think they may be at high risk should consult with the primary care provider. Colorectal polyps and colorectal cancer do not always cause symptoms, especially at first, which is why regular screening is so important. This educational presentation is part of NIHD's ongoing Healthy Lifestyle Talk series. The talks are open to public and free of charge. Once again, the talk will be presented in three formats. So you have the in-person, which is at the Birch Street Annex over by Jill Kinmont Booth School out by Manor Market. The address is 29 57 Birch Street in Bishop. And they will require masks. This is still a hospital environment, so you do have to wear masks indoors. Broadcast live on Northern Inyo Healthcare District's YouTube channel. Please note that to participate in the Q&A session on YouTube, you will need to be logged into that service. So you need to make sure you have a YouTube or Gmail account and be signed into that before you log on to YouTube. If you would like to ask questions, you can just watch it if you want to. The last is presented on Zoom. And for more information on how to connect to that, go to nih.org/events-calendar. Those links are provided at Eastern Sierra now, and you can go check that out. And it sounds like a very important talk. So thank you, Dr. Kramer Tyler, for giving that and helping us learn about the importance of colorectal cancer. Looks like today, yep, Caltrans reopened State Route 120 East and Mono Mills Road from its winter closure today. It's the second highway in Mono County to reopen for the season, following State Route 158, that's the North June Lake Loop reopening Monday. While Mono Mills Road is now open to vehicle traffic, Caltrans may be forced to close the highway again should weather conditions mandate it. The remaining winter closures for Caltrans District 9 are still in effect. This includes State Route 89, Monitor Pass, 108, Sonora Pass, 270, Bodie Road, 120 West to Yosemite, 203 at Mammoth Mountain Lodge, 168 West at Aspendale, and the Crestview Safety Roadside Rest Area. And for the latest information on road conditions through District 9, follow them at Twitter, that's at Caltrans9, or Facebook, Caltrans District 9. You also can get the Caltrans Quick Map, which is the easy way, which is quickmap.dot.ca.gov, or call 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. Couple meetings coming up. We got March 30th, the Town Council special meeting to be held jointly with the Board of Mammoth Lakes Recreation. That is on March 30th. For a link to that Zoom as well as the agenda, go to Eastern Sierra now. Another one is the Mammoth Lakes Recreation Allocations Committee. That will be the 29th. Also, the link to Zoom and everything is there. So let's wrap things up here with a little bit of sports news. That's pretty incredibly done here. I just got done looking at the Max Prep site, and holy moly, Bishop Broncos beat the you-know-what out of Fraser Mountain. The Bronco baseball team, 26-4. I'm telling you, it's like they're playing basketball. These numbers the last couple of times have been ridiculous. So 26-4 against Fraser Mountain. Hitting highlights, we had Dondero had 4, Gillum had 3, Kano had 3. RBIs, Dondero 5, Kano 4, Oropkin 4. We got QABs, Gillum 4, Valdivia 4, Kano 4, and strikeouts, Valdivia had 5. Whew! Okay. I also wanted to point out that our friends over at KIBS, KBOV, they're the voice of the Broncos, and they broadcast live every Bronco baseball game. So if you'd like to listen to those, head over to 100.7 KIBS, or you can go to their website, which we've linked to on our page here, that will send you to their live broadcast so you can hear the games as they're happening. And that's a very cool thing that they do. So thank you, KIBS, for doing that. So that's the boys. You want to know who else beat the you-know-what out of Fraser Mountain? The girls. 17-0. 17-0. Whew. Geneva Molina started going 2 innings, striking out 6, giving up 1 hit. Bailey Momberg came in for 3 innings, striking out 7-0. Only allowed 0 hits. Only allowed 2 batters on 1 hit and 1 error. Well done, ladies. Offensively, Kayla Jackson, 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 runs scored. Maddie Torres, 2 hits, 1 walk, 1 RBA. 2 runs scored. Eva Weaver, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 RBIs, 2 runs. Jada Jackson, 1 hit, home run, nice, 4 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Bailey Momberg, 1 hit double, 1 walk, 1 run scored. Leilani Torres, 2 walks. Sienna Fuller, 1 hit, 2 runs scored. Crystal Morales, 1 run scored. Geneva Molina, 1 hit, triple, 1 nice, 1 RBI and 2 runs scored. And Lindsay Rowan, 1 hit, 1 run scored. Well done, ladies. Whew. I'm telling you, those programs, they're doing really well over there. So good job. And I think they're both not first time coaches, but first time this year coaching this team. So well done to those coaches, Linda Frigerio and Coach Manuelito. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us today, everybody. I would like to just point out our patrons: Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Tomatohead, D, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much for helping. What you guys are doing is going to help me get that new microphone I need for these live streams, huh? Eh? So thank you so much. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, going quite long today. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Jesse Steele.